something in the supermarket. The floor still marked where the arrows guided them run. It's almost 4 years since their minds were ransacked. There was no eye contact. Nobody was making a sign. An old lady with her covered face and her white eyes glazed as she scurried to get out alive. She looked at me in frightened disbelief when I dared to sneeze, like maybe I'm the reason she died. And I find it fucking tragic, it makes me wanna cry. She'll know nothing but panic for the last bit of her life. I find it overwhelming, I can't put it into words. But something dark descended like a blanket on our sad world. Sad world. Ella is a teenage Irish dancer. She now has cancer. There's nothing the doctors can do. They're all baffled by how fast it metastasized, especially this one guy who administered dose number two. And as the tumors multiply inside her, he'll cover for Pfizer while he pockets his handsome rewards. Home in time to read his own kids' stories. He hopes they'll know that he was only ever following orders. And will he go about his business when he hears that Ella's dead? Does he ever wake up screaming when he's lying in his bed? Does he feel he's in so deep he has no choice but carry on? Or is he simply too far gone, another hired killer in this mad world? This mad world. Michael turned up for his pointless flu shot. The nurse said, why not have your booster now that you're here? He didn't want it, but she wouldn't listen. She was so persistent and she knew how to play on his fears. Michael suffered a cerebral hemorrhage, irreversible damage. He doesn't remember his name. Though he was healthy when he was injected, it's to be expected when you're in your 60s, I'll say. That's why I want them all to suffer, I want them all to pay. I want them all reminded of their folly every day. I want them to remember, I won't let them forget the fact that they were instrumental in destroying our world. Our world. It's a beautiful world. It's all.